Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with other people who have a mind and a mouth. That group is limited, well, it includes but not limited to, how about that? Molly Page, I'm now feeling like I need, because Molly's new to the program, I need to introduce her first before Kenny and Richie and Jen come back.
Ladies first, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so you go through the door to the broadcast room first, Molly.
Nice, thank you.
The city of Des Moines, Iowa, in the focus today because about 5 million hens at a farm just outside of Des Moines are going to be destroyed after it was found that they have the bird flu, a highly infectious and very deadly bird flu virus. The Department of Agriculture says that they will destroy all of, as a matter of fact, this county, Osceola County, has 10% of the state's egg-laying hens. There are 59 million hens in Iowa, and so 10% of them are going to get smoked today. Egg industry marketing experts say it's too early to predict the impact on prices. What's a dozen eggs cost now? What does it cost to buy a dozen eggs? $3, $4, $5, $6, $7?
I thought it was about $2.50.
We used to sell them in the store for $6 a dozen, organic eggs. What about chicken? How much do you buy chicken a pound for now? When you go to the grocery store, you go to a butcher.
I don't buy chicken.
No, I don't either.
I do, but
what does it cost a pound?
I think I pay like $7 or $8 every time I buy chicken. I usually buy a pound and a half.
Okay, so here's what happens to this stuff. These are egg layers. The egg-laying hens, when they get older and they stop laying hens, they stop laying eggs. They stop laying eggs. They are taken to the usual place where hens are slaughtered. And they are not the difference between the two, laying hens and hens that are grown for their meat. First of all, the hens that are grown, if they are not free-range hens, they're grown in a warehouse, a big barn, 30,000 of them usually at a time, and they take about 6, 7, 8 weeks to grow from when they're chicks to when they are going to be slaughtered. And they stay in the same place. They're given all kinds of hormones if they're not organic or naturally fed. And that's the stuff that gets used by Chick-fil-A, gets used by McDonald's, fast food restaurants, wherever you buy, and you buy in your store. Cheap cuts of chicken breast come from these sources. And then the Campbell's soup, Campbell's, whoever is making chicken noodle soup, the chicken that's used in that doesn't come from the same sources as the chicken that you buy filleted or breast or whatever it is in the butcher shop. The stuff that comes that's used in the chicken noodle soup are the old hens that have been laying eggs. So the birds that are in these birds are all just going to be killed and burned. But when they are finished laying, they slaughter them and they use those pieces of meat. They cut them up, small little pieces of meat, and put them in the chicken soup. So that's the difference between you wouldn't find hens breasts used in prime locations for prime chicken because the breasts are all old and saggy.
Oh, you're knocking older chicken breasts.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Older chicken breasts. Are
wow,
old
and saggy. Only go for the young chick breasts.
That's it. All right.
That's
okay. So you understand what the situation is. I'm trying to clarify so everybody knows what the story is with all these hens in Iowa. That's that story. There are other It seems to me, well, the dog flu, we talked, was that Friday when that became a story about 1,000 dogs or so that have dog flu? And I called Warren and I didn't get back from him, or I haven't gotten back to him, Warren Eckstein, to find out what really happens when the dogs get the flu. I don't remember, did your dog ever get sick? Richie, your dogs ever get the colds or flus? Or Molly, did your dog? Charlotte was never sick that I knew. She had upset stomach when she'd eat the wrong stuff, but I don't think she was ever sick from anything else in her life.
McCartney, she didn't get sick, except, you know, she was a rescue, and she had severe malnutrition when I found her, so she had some tummy problems, digestive problems, but otherwise she never got sick.
Yeah, I don't remember our dogs ever getting a cold or the flu or anything.
So this is something, and by the way, your dog, your cat, your pet is subject to the same foibles and frailties as are you. If you can build up your dog's, your pet's immune system, they are not going to get these things any more than humans will get them, as long as they got a strong immune system. People don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. Animals don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. I've learned that on the farm. We've had animals, calves that were born in the early spring, and if they get their colostrum and they get a spray thing up their nose and a couple of other things that increases their body's awareness of how their immune system functions, they never get sick. If we don't get to them fast enough, you can count on them getting pneumonia. You can count on it. And sometimes that ruins them for life. If they don't come out of it fast enough, their lungs get scarred and they're of no use. And that's all about the immune system and how it works. So in terms of the bird flu, we had this around H1N3 or whatever it was a couple of years ago, and everybody, the news media, tried to scare the hell out of everybody with it. Nobody got it. Really? I don't think there is any real problem with it at all. Just as there really isn't every year, Ken Kronos and I argue about this, get a flu shot. Why? The flu vaccine this year was no good. It didn't address any of the flus that were around. So why are you going to get it? And basically,
you don't know that until at the end of the flu season.
Right. So but the point is, most of the people that come down with this stuff, young children that don't have a strong immune system, babies, that sort of thing. And then remember when Megan's baby was born, there was concern about the whooping cough, Southern California, flus, that kind of stuff. It turned out not to be a problem, but it was something that they were told by their pediatrician to be aware of. The same thing is true with pretty much anything else, even cancers and things, not heart disease. You can't do much about heart disease with an immune system, but cancer you certainly can, and most other maladies that will bother you, if you have a strong immune system, it works. So the bird flu and all these other things, this is just another way of the news media scaring the hell out of you. Now, why did I tell you the story? Because I was interested in telling you about what the difference was between the chickens and the hens that are laying. And by the way, that's really, if they're called chickens, they're for meat. If they're called hens, they're for eggs. All right, does that help clarify?
I want a hen.
Which one crosses the road?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Right, because it's dead meat and it gets run over.
Roadkill. 14 past the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome. Nasty responses.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Things we can't do anything about. The Bluebell Creamery issue. Don't buy their ice cream. If you have it, bring it back. That's it. It's lousy ice cream anyway, so you're not missing much.
Hey, the props to the CEO. I heard him.
They've
all
done a great job.
Saying we don't want anybody to get sick. We're bringing everything back.
Yep.
We want to do this the right way. Right up out front. You don't see a lot of companies take that hit so willingly. So props to him.
All right. So now the situation in Baltimore with the death of this fellow whose neck was basically ripped off of his head was ripped off of his neck, and nobody seems to know from nothing. Six officers are suspended. We don't know whether that's with pay or without pay, but the city of Baltimore looks bad, as do all these other cities look bad when there are these kind of incidents. And I don't know that there's much more to say about it, other than it's very troubling that these sorts of things keep happening. Why is there... We're not there, so we don't really know what the police were confronting with this guy, but the first, at first blush, one wonders why they went after him. He just ran away, and they ran after him and tackled him, but he wasn't a participant in anything going on that they were there for.
Everybody seems to think that whatever happened to him happened after he was put into the paddy wagon.
Hmm.
If you look at him being dragged from the sidewalk into the paddy wagon, I mean, his legs aren't moving at all. He's screaming in pain. I'm thinking something happened before they pulled him into the paddy wagon, and we have no information from anybody who witnessed this, like the person who taped it with the cell phone. We don't know what the guy did. We don't know why he was tackled. We don't know.
True, but he was standing up. He was standing up before he got into the van, and he was talking.
Yeah, when they took him out of the van, he couldn't talk and he couldn't breathe.
Everything I saw from him in the video was he was laying on the ground, and then they picked him up and drug him into the van. So I don't. Did you see him standing up?
Yeah, he had one officer on each arm. They lifted him up. One leg was kind of dragging, and it looked like he couldn't completely walk by himself.
But
then they stood him up. No, he stood up before they put him in the van. He was talking, and he stood up for a minute before they put him in the van. Mm. And you can't do that with a severed spinal cord.
Right, yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, so whatever happened in there.
A Maryland family said they were forced to sit in a vomit-soaked seat during a return flight home after a vacay in Orlando. Scott Shirley boarded a United Airlines flight with his wife and son when the trio noticed an unusual smell after placing their carry-on bags underneath their seats. After realizing their bags were damp, the family recognized the odor as vomit. The wife reached down and rubbed the ground, or rubbed the floor. The whole floor was wet. She put her nose down and said, "Oh my God, this is throw up."
It's all part of the experience, Russ.
Yeah, nice job there on, you know, these people just don't get it. My God. You know, why wouldn't you rush to clean it up and keep your customers happy? Instead, they've obscured us and ignored it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Nelson's new brand, Willie's Reserve, will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. They have an album due in the next month or so. They released the first single yesterday called It's All Going to Pot. Crank this up. You got to see the video, though. This is the song.
Buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not.
So the announcement to roll out his own brand of marijuana, certainly everybody knows his association with pot over the years. He's 81 years old, and he decided this would be a good way for him to make some money. Why not? He's got a great brand, and everybody knows his story. So all this stuff is going to be grown and sold in these two states. In a statement, he said he's, quote, looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best. So who else is selling pot? Snoop Dogg has a vaporizing product, Richie. Melissa Etheridge has marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel, who's the self-help person, has a strain of skinny girl weed that she's going to use with her snacks. So there you go, boys and girls. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it, huh?
So
do we laugh about it or do we cry about it? What do we do about it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah. And so that's why we have it as our video of the day. Poll today at DougStephan.com. Has your opinion about legalized marijuana changed? A, yes, I'm now for it. B, yes, I'm now against it. C, no, I'm still against it. D, no, I'm still for it. E, I'm not sure. So you can take the poll as most of you usually do. It's kind of fun to be expressive at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, we asked a question about radio because there are some things that have been proposed for radio that are different in some countries. So we asked you where you listen to the radio the most, and 47% of you, which is no surprise, said in the car, 27% at home, 18% at work, 5% while exercising, 4% in some other place. So that's the poll at DougStephan.com. Other musical information. Having to do with one of the members of the musical, and I use that loosely, group AC/DC.
Hey.
They're fantastic. Hey now.
Very loosely. Molly, what's the story?
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded guilty in a New Zealand court to a charge of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him.
Great.
Not a good boss. He also pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and marijuana.
Richie, I could kill you.
Arrest him.
And that's what he said. I mean, he's saying that, hey, I made a phone call. That's all it was.
Right.
I was angry. He could get 7 years in prison.
What, for saying, Richie, I can kill you?
Rudd acknowledged in a court summary of facts that he'd offered large amounts of cash, vehicles, and a house to an associate after asking him to have the victim taken out. He'd also directly said to the victim that he was going to kill him, but his lawyer says it was just an angry phone call.
Well, if you hire somebody and give them money, or promise to give them money to do the deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they got away.
Maybe he and his lawyer should get together on their stories
before
they go into court. Yeah, he's 60 years old. He looks, I think Rich said 160.
He looks 160.
Well, he's been doing a lot of the wacky weed and other things.
He looks like Billy Crystal from The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wacky weed and other things will do that to your skin and your face for sure. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Know-how. 5 quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa silver filter are now just $21.99, which means it's date night with the one true object of your affection, your car. So treat her to 5 quarts of Pennzoil and a Napa silver filter. She'll be purring in no time. And at $21.99, a Pennzoil oil change is still the cheapest date around. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 4/30/15.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones...
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Email to my insurance agent. Thank you. 33 after the hour.
Glad you got that done.
Yep. He's taking care of now, Richie. It's 33 past 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How do you feel about this new day, which you are entering with Rich McFadden and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and the rest of the millions who are paying attention to every word that comes out of our mouths? It's amazing. You can share your words. Get them out of your mouth. 888-302-3684. You don't want to get a canker sore in your mouth, and sometimes you'll hold those words in there. Remember, excellence is achieved only when you push yourself to your maximum potential. To do less allows mediocrity to take its place. We want no mediocrities here. We don't want mediocrity in our broadcasters. We don't want mediocrity in our listeners. We want everybody in so that we know what's going on. We can think about the ramifications of some of the things going on. For example, European Union leaders in Brussels meeting today, considering a military operation against human traffickers in Libya. in an effort to halt the flow of migrants trying to reach Europe by sea. Remember yesterday I told you that 3,200 people had died in 2013 trying to get from Africa to Asia to Europe. So far, 30,000 on that list this year. The Prime Minister of Italy evoked the possibility of targeted intervention against smugglers who are bringing these people over from Libya. 850 migrants died in that ship that capsized last weekend. That's why this, it's the numbers that are in front of them. They've all known this stuff was going on for decades, and they know the numbers, but this is, they can't avoid it. You can't run from this. It's too obvious what's going on. So the European folks are going to try to do something about it. And, of course, yes, they'll ask us for our help, and we'll figure out how to send our ships over there and do whatever. But there have been a lot of protests in all over Europe this week aimed at trying to put an end to not the Europeans are protesting the immigrants. They're protesting the people who have been killed trying to get into, trying to illegally get into Europe. I find that fascinating. Don't you? Not worried about all the illegals coming into their countries. They're worried about the people dying on their way. I think both of them are something to have a handle on. Yes, no? Nobody seems to care on my staff, so let's keep going.
No, I just think it's horrible that things are so bad that they have to run like that and risk their lives.
Right, but things are so bad. But most of the world doesn't live like we do. As a matter of fact, there are many people in America who don't live like you do, Molly, and like you do, Kenny, and like you do, Richie, or like I do. And
They hang up their clothes and do their laundry and yeah. Don't have dishes in the sink?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Yep. New Pentagon cybersecurity strategy to be released lays out publicly for the first time U.S. military plans, which includes cyber warfare as an option. This is big stuff that's only talked about or has been talked about behind the scenes. Ashton Cooper, Carter, what's his name, Carter?
Kutcher,
him too. As in the Silicon Valley to seek the help of the technologists up there to help America's military produce the cutting-edge material products that will be needed to protect our whatever's going on in government correspondence. Hacking here, hacking there. What they should do is go find some of these Russian and Chinese kids that are doing the hacking and make them honorary Americans, bring them over here and pay them.
Why not? That's what they do with all hackers.
Yeah.
They end up with good jobs.
Yeah.
Six-figure paying jobs.
Right. Yeah. Remember the story of, what was his name, Abercrombie or the...
And Fitch?
No.
Detective team? Good job, bad job.
No.
They never wore shirts?
Good ones, anyway. No, those are the guys who are in Gotham. No, remember the kid that was a forger
the movie.
Tom Hanks and Leo DiCaprio. So that's, and look at what happened to him. He became a multimillionaire.
Oh, sure. Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But remember what happened to him? He became very wealthy because they turned him around, in a sense, brought him over to the good side. NFL players, Richie, who have severe neurological disorders can get up to $5 million. Judge approving yesterday a lawsuit brought by 5,000 former players accusing the NFL of hiding the dangers of concussions.
That'll fix everything.
From them. No, what'll fix everything is if people stop playing football. That's what will fix everything. 888-302-3684. It'll happen sooner or later.
Well, it'll happen in the next 20 years because football at the Pee Wee level will
stop,
and then less high school, less college.
Yeah. I don't want to get hurt. Look at the guy who was the good player that earlier this year said, I don't want to play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barry Bonds. You remember him, the big singer? Barry, U.S. Bonds?
You're thinking Barry.
Barry Bonds. He was the guy that looked like a Neanderthal after taking steroids for a couple of years.
I saw him at spring training one year, and he was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, his head
looked
like a 15-pound bowling ball.
Yep. Okay, so he was charged with lying Richie always loves to tell the story because they never get him on what they really did. They get him on making stories up when they go to testify. I didn't do that. And they catch him on that.
Right, yeah. They can never convict you of what they want to convict you on, so they find you lying about what they want to convict you on. And
so tell them the truth and you'll, never suffer the consequences.
It's just so ridiculous.
Right. So this was a meandering answer that he presented to a grand jury back 12 years ago. That's how long. Has it been that long since he and, what was the other guy's name from St. Louis? Mark McGuire, right?
Yep.
Isn't that his name? Mm-hmm. Has that been 12 years? Please tell me it hasn't been 12 years. Since they had their problem and they were brought through what?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa.
That's been 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Google Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And you see all these before, after pictures. Google Barry Bonds before, after.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Mark McGuire before, after. It's unbelievable.
All right. So anyway, the judge said that his answer was not material to the government's investigation into illegal steroids. In other words, he didn't really answer the question, and so they can't hold him for obstruction of justice because he never answered the question. Even though they said, guilty! Guilty. So he spent a lot of the money that he had, hired some good lawyers, and now he doesn't have to worry about it unless they decide to go one more step, and hopefully they don't because that's your money and my money.
What was the initial investigation about anyway?
Steroids. Well, the trainer. Wasn't it the trainer?
Yeah.
Who said that, and then he said, I didn't do that, and I think it was the trainer.
States Congress of America has nothing better to do
than
chase around athletes and try to convict them for lying about using steroids is just pretty much a sign of how
bad
this country they are.
Yep, and this country is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly. Do we get Molly an email thing yet?
She's working on it. She should have it.
What's taking so long? She's an important member of our staff.
I'm not getting any email.
Bob the K is working on getting this Coolio for our one-hit wonder of the day. Trying to figure out what a rap song was.
All right, protests continuing in Baltimore. Any of that spilled over into Washington, Richie?
No, it's up in Baltimore. It's just 40 minutes away. So.
What happened to the man inside the van? No answers yet. Lots of noise, though. Lots of noise.
And 1,000 people protesting. It's all been, it's been very peaceful and very quiet. So,
Dr. Oz. I think we've talked about him every day this week, haven't we?
No, just yesterday.
All right, so TV news in a moment. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do in a moment. All right, TV news is up and coming next, 17 before the hour, and good day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, there's a lot of things going on in the world of television. Dr. Oz airing an episode today of his syndicated talk program that takes on the 10 doctors who complained about him to Columbia University, where he is on the adjunct faculty. Group suggested that Dr. Oz promotes quack treatments of various supplements when there's no proof that they work. Really? This is not the television report. We ought to maybe save this for... here it is. Yeah, this is what you're going to hear later on from Dr. Oz.
Now, this month, we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. I'm for that. I'm for him. Yeah, is he an opportunist? Of course he is. Yeah, how many people on television aren't opportunists? How many people on radio aren't? Listen, how many people in your life aren't opportunists in some way, shape, or form? These phony, fraudulent, the smarminess, the arrogance. They know more than you do, that kind of doctor stuff. Get lost.
That's right, Dr.
Love is a battlefield.
Okay. ESPN, speaking of the battlefield, Molly, in a battle with Verizon over bundling, apparently this is not over. Verizon ran into a barrage of criticism from ESPN over their plan to overhaul the way it bundles channels. Richie, I think I asked you to explain this yesterday, and I don't know that I really gave you enough time to explain, because there are about, ESPNs?
Here's how it works now, okay? We all have to buy, like, 115 channels.
We don't want to buy 115.
But I want to buy 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the 15 or 20 I want to buy don't include ESPN or all the ESPNs, and ESPN sees that they're going to lose there. But these providers know that the people are getting, everybody's cutting the cord, and if they don't start offering some a la carte packages, they're going to start losing customers, and this is a way for them to lose customers, save customers, and ESPN sees them losing viewers because of it.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom.
That's and who knows where it's going to go. Federal Communications Commission recommending that the hearing over Comcast proposal to acquire Time Warner Cable, $45 billion deal.
Ain't happening.
Not go so fast.
No. FCC's against it now.
The Wall Street Journal says that the recommendation put the merger in the hands of an administrative law judge, because so far, the most of the people involved in the government say, new.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like either one of these companies at all. Time Warner I like less than Comcast, and then, what do you call it? Well, Comcast is one and Time Warner is the other. The way that they handle their problems with their customers, and when they tell you, the leaders of both companies, wow, this will make service better, you know what a crock of manure that is. Who in their right mind would believe that? Mary Kate and Ashley Olson. Remember, they were from Full House?
Yeah, Michelle from Full House.
News broke. Netflix is going to how do you say reboot?
Reboot.
No.
Reboot?
Yeah,
reboot.
Thank you. 13-episode revival called Fuller House. Not indicated yet whether Mary-Kate or Ashley would be in the reboot. So did you watch this show when you were younger, Molly, or not?
I did not, no. Never. But my daughter, sounds like everybody gained weight.
My 8-year-old daughter is... It does sound like that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. My 8-year-old daughter has just discovered the show.
Really?
And trying to explain to her that two twins played one person was like, it took me like 20 minutes.
So Bob Saget is in on it, right?
No.
I thought he was.
John Stamos.
Oh, Stamos.
The two older daughters and the goofy next door girl that played Kimmy Gibbler or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is in discussions for a guest.
That's how it is. Okay. 51 after.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Aloysius Kreidler is with us.
my new name. Huh?
That's it, right. I don't know. I like to know middle names. What's your middle name?
Anthony. You were close.
Anthony. Oh, I was close. I got an A out of it. Anyway. Yeah. I knew somewhere in the ethos
so
I saw an A.
Tack.
That's right.
I like that.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the fabulous Money Pit Radio Home Improvement Program that airs around the country every weekend. So we get questions from, we get a lot of questions from our audience, and sometimes we get to them and sometimes we don't. So today, let's get to them.
All right.
And Bob, Molly, you got any questions about how to repair anything in your home before we go on to Molly and Tom just met?
Could I defer to the end of the segment?
Yes, you can. There'll be no time, but go ahead.
Don't think you're coming to me.
Jake has plaster walls in his house, and they have cracks.
Yes.
Not too unusual. He says he's tried to fix these cracks, Tommy, with paper tape and nylon wall tape.
Yep.
But the cracks keep coming through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently with a bulldozer, sir?
So, listen, if you have an old house, the way those walls were formed was they took the studs, right, and they put wood strips across it. That was called plaster lath. Kind of looks like the tomato sticks that we use to hold up our plants.
Right.
Then they spread the plaster.
Cow hair and horse hair.
Yeah, sometimes mixed in for strength. That's right.
Right.
And the plaster would, like, push through the sticks and sort of gooze out the back, and that's how it would stay tight to the wall. But over the years, the expanding and contracting of that wall causes that crack, that plaster to move and crack. Now, the problem is it's always going to move and crack, and if you just put spackle and paper tape over it, and then you got a bad crack, it's not going to stop. It'll come right through. So what you need is a little tool called a plaster washer. It looks like a fender washer, which is like a really wide washer, but it has holes in it. And you essentially use this to sort of bolt the loose plaster back to the wood lath, but then you plaster over it so it's invisible. So if you secure these loose sections of plaster with the plaster washers first, and then you tape and spackle over that, then the crack will stay hidden. But I will warn you that once you secure this one area of plaster, your wall is going to keep moving and a crack will probably pop up somewhere else. It's kind of the charm that comes with owning an old house.
Lovely. Now, the reason that I said what I did, I wanted to impress Molly so that she would know that I wasn't just another voice in the wilderness when I said that the
horse and cow hair.
Doug has history.
Right. Yes, I got history.
He has historical home improvement knowledge.
Doug's a country bumpkin. That's why he knows.
Heather has a concrete patio.
Mm-hmm.
Holds water when it rains, then turns green afterwards. Her husband seems to think that the builder didn't put a plastic barrier underneath the concrete. Is that true? And if that's the case, how can she fix it? And even if it isn't true, how does she fix it?
Well, that actually would have made it worse. And we don't put plastic vapor barriers underneath exterior patios. You do that if you're putting like a slab down in your basement because it'll keep the inside drier. But if you put plastic under your cement slab, it wouldn't really help the matter at all. What the problem is, Heather, that the slab was not sloped properly, and that's why it's holding water. When you pour these slabs from the get-go, or if you're building even a paver patio, you want them to be crowned, which means they're higher in the middle and lower at the edges. And the fact that that's not done is a problem. So my advice is live with it, because the solution involves tearing it up and replacing it. You could potentially put a second layer of an epoxy-based concrete material on top of that, but I don't have a lot of confidence it's going to last a long time. And I would rather see you just live with it and replace it when the time comes.
All right. So this may be a record. We may get to three letters today. Jim wants to know what kind of floor wax sealer should he use on the new stick-on vinyl floor tiles that he just laid down.
Well, you know, most new vinyl floors don't actually need to be waxed. That was something we did in sort of with the older materials. But they do need to be cleaned. And since it's new, I would simply tell you to follow the manufacturer's instructions. I have found, Doug, that sometimes when you try to use those liquid wax products on top of the newer vinyl floors, they end up leaving it cloudy.
Really? Yeah, hazy.
Really,
Yeah. Okay, so I want you to know that I was proud of myself. I seem to find in the New World Order here I didn't have a vacuum cleaner in my house anymore.
Yeah.
So I went to buy a vacuum cleaner, thinking, silly me, that I could find a simple vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
Plug in.
Oh, no.
It does the...
Oh, my.
Help me put together this foolish vacuum cleaner.
Or a canister?
I got a canister.
I knew you were a canister guy.
Really, Richie? I didn't know that.
It's old school.
I can look in it and see how much dust and dirt it is, but it took me five different tries of putting it together before it actually worked.
You get all of your apologies.
Tom Kreiber, co-host of the Money Pit. Check out MoneyPit.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.